Al-Shabaab militants patrolled Kismayo town in vehicles Friday, assuring residents that the fighting between Al-Shabaab and militiamen loyal to the Ras Kamboni Brigade and Anole factions of Hizbul Islam is over. According to residents, Hizbul Islam factions withdrew from the port town to villages about 30 kilometers outside of Kismayo after suffering heavy casualties in Thursday's battle. The early morning attack by Al-Shabaab had been widely anticipated. Last week, the two factions of Hizbul Islam, which had been in an uneasy political alliance with Al-Shabaab since they jointly captured Kismayo last year, rejected a new Al-Shabaab administration that excluded members of Ras Kamboni and Anole. Taxes collected at the Kismayo seaport represent an important source of revenue for both Al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam. Scores of combatants were killed and wounded on both sides in the battle, to possibly include Al-Shabaab's top military commander in middle and lower Juba regions and a senior Anole commander. There are also reports that Al-Shabaab militants were fighting in Kismayo under the command of several foreigners, including Eritrean and Pakistani officers. Al-Shabaab, a U.S.-designated terrorist group with ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed victory. But speaking to Somali reporters late Thursday, Al-Shabaab chief spokesman Ali Mohamed Rage, also known as Ali Dera, insisted that Al-Shabaab was not at war with Hizbul Islam, but at war with a senior commander of the Ras Kamboni Brigade, who brought fighters into Kismayo earlier this week to challenge Al-Shabaab's unilateral decision. The Al-Shabaab spokesman says his group was forced to defend itself against those who challenged Islamist rule in Kismayo, suggesting that the Ras Kamboni group commander challenged Al-Shabaab because of clan interests. Ras Kamboni and Anole are Islamist groups with strong ties to local subclans of one of the largest tribes in Somalia, the Darod. Al-Shabaab rejects tribalism and wants to turn Somalia into an ultra-conservative Islamic caliphate. Until now, the Islamist alliance in Kismayo has largely been held together by their mutual desire to overthrow the UN-backed government in Mogadishu. A politician from the lower Juba region, Mohamed Ali Osman, says he believes Al-Shabaab will have a difficult time trying to administer the Juba regions without the support of Ras Kamboni Group and Anole.
Unfortunately, Al-Shabaab took over and then just used their force for inland revenue. And they killed a lot of politicians and intellectuals and former military officers. Therefore, everybody fed up, actually, Al-Shabaab in Kismayo. We, local politicians and local people, are supporting Ras Kamboni and Anole because they promised to us if they will take over Kismayo and the region, then they will allow everybody to take part of the administration. And also humanitarian organization to get access freely.
Osman says since early Friday, reinforcements for Ras Kamboni and Anole have been arriving in Lower Juba from other parts of Somalia, and there is growing fear that another vicious round of fighting will soon begin. Hizbul Islam emerged in February as an insurgent group opposed to Somalia's transitional federal government under former insurgent leader Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, and the 5,000 African Union troops deployed in Mogadishu to protect the government. In addition to Ras Kamboni Brigade and Anole, Hizbul Islam is composed of two other factions, the Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia and the Islamic Front. It is yet unclear what role, if any, they are playing in the conflict in Kismayo. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.